the Sanderson Pens podcast, episode 355 for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
So I've been, since even before the pandemic started, I've been working, personally working on...
Oh, I thought you were stress. Working
out. No, I'm working on reducing stress. And so there's a number of different ways you can do that.
But I moved home.
Well... There's a number of different ways you can reduce stress. And one of them, I discovered, you take a colander and you scream into it.
A colander?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a great idea. I strained my voice.
So, we've got some cool stuff today.
That was good. That's kid-friendly.
You
friendly.
Say that every time.
That's kid-friendly.
Everything you say is kid-friendly, and
just
parents
wait.
Out there appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to go shopping here.
Okay.
So last week we talked about the new Sailor converters.
The new color, the
color.
Compass color converter.
Yeah, the green,
piston
the purple.
Color in, piston converters in colors, and they are adorable.
That's
fun. I'm debating on which one I want. I think I need a blue one. I think I need a... purple one.
Well, the thing is they actually match this pen.
Which is cool.
The Sailor Compass. Now, this is very similar to the Pro Color. It's an inexpensive Sailor with a steel nib. Now, we've not had a steel nib in the Sailor lineup ever in the United States.
So, say that again. It's a steel nib. This is not a gold nib pen. And it only comes in medium fine. That is your only option. So steel, medium fine.
Which I think is good. It's right, you know,
it's the most
popular nib probably
nice
that they
them.
Sell. Yeah.
It's my favorite nib.
Steel nib. It's got a cool Lucite feed on there, transparent feed.
That is cool.
And each one comes with a matching.
Hang on. I gotta see.
Matching colored converter. So the blue's got
which
blue,
is very
the purple's
cool.
got purple. It looks like a little mini 1911 standard. I mean, it's about the same size as a 1911 standard. Yeah,
isn't
that nice?
Cute?
It's a nice
That's
touch.
That's adorable.
Really nice.
So, can you name all the colors?
Brown, clear, lime green, dark green, blue, purple, neon yellow, pink, and is this orange?
Red.
Red. That's red. So, they come in a multitude of great colors.
They're like Skittles.
And...
just grab a bunch.
You're just going to grab a bunch. I think the brown is kind of, that's sepia's really. I didn't think it was going to be.
Very subtle.
I didn't think it was going to be as neat. It's almost a
let me
honey,
trade you
an amber.
You can have a green.
I want the blue.
No.
Yeah. it's a neat color. A really neat color. I like that a lot better than I thought I would.
Don't drop them. So very, very fun colors.
Look at that.
Retail for $49. So they're going to sell for $20 off.
Yeah.
A really interesting idea to bring to the U.S. market. All the other Sailor pens that are brought in from Atoya are gold nib.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it will be a different writing experience.
Yep.
I expect them to be a good pen. Sailor makes a great pen. But just keep in mind that this is a steel nib. Engraving is definitely a little lighter on the... it's not as deep...
But this
it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, this is a pen that if you want to take a pen to the office and you're worried about taking your gold nib Sailor or something, you can take this.
Yep.
And you really don't have to worry about it. The colors are great. The transparent, that's really pretty slick. I like that. The purples, really, really, really neat bunch
great
of pens.
Great colors.
And along with that comes, I'll give you one here.
The High Ace Neo Calligraphy Pen.
These are neat. They come in one and a half and a 2 millimeter.
The nibs are cool looking.
Yeah. So a little.
Very exciting.
And it's got a metal cap, friction fit, and it clicks on the post, which is kind of nice.
I love that. I love it when a pen does that because you never have to worry about flinging it across the room. I have been known to do that. When you're writing enthusiastic.
It comes in this cute little package. Very similar to the Kakano or even the Parallel.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with three cartridges, no converter. It's got a really kind of a long, it seems like a long barrel, but I guess it's not. Maybe it's because it's tapered?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a neat looking pen.
pens. It was a neat looking pen.
Nice, a very nice blue cap.
Yeah, it's very well done, as everything Sailor does. But we're excited about these as well. And these are going to be, these retail for $20.
These are like $20, yeah. And we saw these in Japan last year, and I thought they were really neat.
Yep.
Actually, from a nib grinding perspective, the 1 millimeter actually has a very different nib grind.
The shoulders are different.
Yeah, it comes in. It's like they cut it twice. It's very, very interesting. Heart-shaped breather hold, of course. Super, super pen. So if you didn't want to carry the parallel, which is a substantially larger, bulkier pen, these are actually just a real standard, put it
or
in your pocket.
Like a Pilot Plumix, you know, has a 1.0 stub, but there's no clip.
There's no clip.
Cap is kind of
goofy.
Quirky.
This is a cool pen. So I think those are going to do well. They're inexpensive.
And we're going to do videos?
We'll do videos, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So...
Speaking of videos, Mr. Paper, we published...
Mr. Paper,
it was good to see him. We published, I believe, the Endless Recorder Mr. Paper video.
Mm-hmm.
We will have another one up for the Oasis Light journals.
These are nice. I like these.
We talked about these last week or two weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, I like the paper. I like the white. I like that they use the whiter paper on this as opposed to the more ivory that's in the standard Oasis journal.
We've had the standard Oasis journal in three different sizes for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are definitely thicker. The paper is ivory bordering on yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a darker ivory. And so this, you know, has the white paper. It's great. But Mr. Paper did a video on these. We'll publish that soon.
Show sheen off real
well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at what ink is that?
That's got to be Okuyama or something.
That's
Grenade.
Great.
Yeah.
So
cool. Yeah. So Oasis Lights, what are they? They're like 60 pages, super, super thin.
30 sheets,
60 pages. That's what I said.
Did you say hit me?
No, I didn't. I was thinking you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got some ink this week. Just
a
start of some new stuff that's coming in.
We're grateful that some of these companies that have been closed for a while are shipping. You know, we're still getting things in a little slowly. So our big giant ink that we were supposed to receive, we got a few. So we'll have more later
bottle.
This week.
Mont Blanc, Petite Prince, Sand of the Desert.
Really pretty brown.
Yeah. It's got that great 50 mil fluted bottle.
I do like that one.
Yep.
And then we've got in the Pop Pink in...
What was the other Mont Blanc ink? Wasn't there one similar to that?
The pink one?
There was a pink.
It was pink.
Was pink just pink?
Pink.
So this is more pop than pink.
There's a little more pop to the pink. Your standard shoe bottle.
Interesting that they've expanded the what we would consider the standard line in the standard 60 mil shoe bottles.
Shoe bottles, yeah.
In the past, every new edition has always come out in a 50 mil or a 30 mil square bottle.
Right.
So this year, there are a number of new colors coming out in the 60 mil.
Which is exciting.
Most of which didn't get here by today, but they'll be here later this week.
They'll be here this afternoon or tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah.
But we do have most of the blue palette blues coming, the Egyptian blue, the Chinese blue, the Maya blue, the lapis lazuli, the ultramarine, and the turquoise, and a couple others. And those all look really pretty.
There's
going to
be some solid contenders in there. Petra Blue back in stock. We actually got all, there was only a few bottles left at Mont Blanc temporarily.
Bought them all.
And I bought them, it wasn't a lot. don't get excited. That's a great color. I really like that one. And so that came in this week. That was good to see. A lot of new Mont Blanc will be coming. Ink will be coming later this week.
Yes.
Which is exciting. So,
and then probably in another 2-3 weeks, we'll have some cartridges coming in. It's just taking a little bit for some of that to process through.
You know what we didn't mention about this compass? We should mention. These are not available right now.
Oh, yes.
They're coming in August. I believe they're coming in. So just kind of a preview. These are not available now. You can go search the website and find them, but they're not available for sale just yet.
Okay.
So...
we should talk about the Retro 51.
The Retro 51. Yes, let's talk about the Retro 51.
The absolutely gorgeous 30th anniversary Pearl. This is the first time, and I'm not a fan of how they did it this time. I will just tell George that. Normally, retailers know in advance what's coming. We all place our order, and we all know before the public knows.
We get our allocation.
How many we're getting.
Yeah.
And so this time...
So if I can interrupt for a second here, let me just stop and rewind so people understand. When a new edition comes out, we don't get to say, we'll take 50. That's not up to us.
We get to say, we'll take 50.
We'll take 50.
We get whatever they give us.
Yeah, so...
But normally, by the time that the newest, latest, and greatest pen is announced to the public, we already know how many we're getting, and it's already on the way.
Yep.
This time, with the 30th anniversary, they said there is no restriction. You can announce it now. I wish they hadn't, because customers were just, you know, private messaging and emailing and calling, and it's like, I still don't know.
I don't know. If we're
When it was announced, we didn't know how many we were getting of anything. And so understand that, you know, while I was on the Facebook page for Retro 51 and a lot of people were quite unhappy and frustrated and whatever, it's like, it's not us. And this is how it's always been. The customer just didn't get in on the early part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they'll do the rest of the special editions they've got lined up. I'm hoping it's not the same way. I think everybody was just frustrated.
Well, I think part of it, and you made a good point in the forum, was that Retro is still working like half staff. So,
right.
You know, things are not moving along as quickly as...
They're not packing as quickly because they don't have as many people. They're not invoicing us so as quickly, you know, so we don't know until later in the day how many we're getting because they are still doing... part staff and keeping social distancing in their warehouse, and that makes things go slower.
Yep.
So, but not to make that all sound negative, but the Pearl is absolutely gorgeous.
It's a good looking pen, it really is.
Yep. This was also the first time that they have done 1,951 pieces, but divided up among the three.
I think it was 250.
250 ballpoints, 250.
250 fountain pens, 250 pencils,
and
the rest
1,451 ballpoints.
Ballpoints, yep.
So imagine that's got to be divided among all the retailers who've requested it. So I don't think anybody really got everything they wanted. They will go.
They'll go quick. Sign up for the back in stock if you haven't already.
We are not going to launch them until we actually get ours.
Yep.
I know other people have done pre-sales. And
yeah, you know, and that's the thing, too. You know, people do the pre-sales, but the ones that did it right out of the gate, they don't know what they're getting.
Right. So sometimes you've got to step back and say, well, I know we promised it, but we're only getting X.
Yeah, and so you might not actually get it.
Right.
But,
you know, if a company's getting 10 and you're number 13 on their list, you're SOL. Yeah.
You might have missed your chance, but
the
other thing is with pre-sale, sometimes, you know, packages do get damaged in the mail, so I just, this time around, I want to make sure that when that box comes, everything is perfect, and we'll launch it and sign up for the back in stock, and when it comes, so.
Speaking of retro,
whoa.
We do have other news.
Are we going to talk about that?
We're going to talk about the fact that the Chicago Pens...
Yes.
Should
we're going to talk
arrive.
About that. There's nothing else that I was going to mention about Retro. Nothing at all.
It might be down the road.
Nothing at all to see here. Chicago's on its way.
The Chicago Pen, the final shipment is on the way. I know some of you who pre-ordered were getting a little twitchy about it. Keep in mind, Retro was shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
The factory was shut down, so when we thought that it would be late spring, early summer, that was pre-COVID, and we're into mid-July. That's really not that far off base, considering the factory
It'll
was shut
it.
Down.
It'll be worth it. You'll love it. Thanks for your patience.
So,
I mean, you know, it's, you know, there's nothing else to say, you know?
I mean, it's coming.
We're all set back by every delay from everybody.
Correct.
And, you know, I know it's frustrating. You spent the money. and you don't have it, and I get it.
We don't have it either.
We don't have it either, and we paid the money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
So but anyway, that's coming. Thanks for your patience. Really appreciate it. And
should
and
be here this week.
We're going to be
probably
up.
Late this week.
Yeah. And packing like mad.
Yeah. So those will start to be shipping out. Keep in mind, we are still we are shipping 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then Brian usually goes into
I ship
Sunday
on Sunday.
Night.
So if you do actually get a shipping notice on Sunday,
yes, Brian really.
I actually did package up your stuff and put a label on it, and it's ready for the mailman on Monday. So just
it helps ease the burden on Monday.
Yep.
But those will all ship out. I'm going to go in and help out.
Box up. And we should mention that the Chicago is not sold out. We do have
a few left.
We're about halfway through, I think. Just about halfway through what we ordered. It's not numbered. It's pretty much the same as the first run. Mm-hmm. The tube's a little different, but other than that,
there will be some left.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But they will go fast. Yep. And then this is it. We are not ordering anymore.
No.
Which is sad because it's so cool. And did you know it glows in the dark?
It does glow in the dark. I don't know how long we had that.
Months
until
Jennifer
was at our opening event in Chicago, and we're like, oh well, did you know? I'm like, no, nobody knew. We
didn't ask for it to glow in the dark, but Richard, the company artist, just threw that in there, and
he's awesome.
It's so cool.
Props to
awesome.
Richard. So, what else? Anything else? Ink, paper, pens. What are we missing? We're missing something. We're gonna get off. We're gonna go. Oh well, dude, you remember the Visconti, Sailor, Pilots, whatever.
Oh, you know what? I would like all of you out there in video land
to buy the ice cream so Lisa doesn't.
Email Brian and ask him which Crystal Dream nib he's going to decide on. Brian wants a Crystal Dream.
We talked about it last week.
I know. Yeah. And?
I haven't made a decision.
Okay.
I've looked.
I know.
I've been busy, you know.
I know.
I'm working in the store. We're doing ink samples. And
do we have anything new and exciting?
We did get a second batch of Ackerman ink came in this last week. So we still don't have the full range. We're still waiting for
the Dutchmaster hasn't come yet.
And then there's
some of the other colors. We're still waiting.
We've been waiting almost 2 months, I think, on some of this. So, we've got a much, much broader scope of the bottles. Right now, and so that's filling up, and that's exciting, and soon eventually we'll have all of them.
Finally, have them all back. Yep. How are you liking the new guitar inks from Diamine?
The new guitar inks from Diamine. Did we talk about those?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Oh.
We sampled them up, and that's as far as I got. But they look nice. They do. They're modeled after is it Les Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Les Paul guitars.
The finishes on Les Paul guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them?
No. I can't do it. I'm not going to try.
I think there are five.
Sunburst.
They're all a burst.
Burst.
Desert Burst, Tobacco Sunburst, Cherry Sunburst, Honey Burst, and Pelham Blue Burst.
Oh, look at you.
Okay. I had to enter them into Big Commerce,
okay.
So that's how I know them.
Okay.
Super pretty colors.
Diamine does a great job.
Yes.
So those will be exciting if you're a guitar fan, a musician. It's definitely something you want to check out. So, anything else?
I think that's it.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, updates on store hours, Chicago, and all of that.
Did we mention Chicago is still closed?
Chicago is still closed. We're just waiting for the hotel to reopen. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do since we're inside.
Appleton is Monday through Friday right now, 9:30 to 5:30. So you can come in and hang out and check stuff out. And we'll do Saturdays starting sometime in August. So
probably mid to late August.
So. Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.
Bye.